Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Welcome back to Nisha's Open Diary. Today is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. I am Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories don't get no realer than these. Today's story time is about the time I got robbed at gunpoint. So let's get right into it. I was working at a well-known fast food restaurant, and I had previously worked at another location, but then I went on to work at one on the other side of town. And this side of town where this restaurant was located is a little bit rougher than the side of town where I live and, you know, was used to and where I worked at and everything. And I really did not know much about that area, but that really didn't matter to me because I was just going there to work and nothing else. And this is a very well-known brand that has been around for years. And at the time, I had worked for this restaurant for some years, and then there came a time that I was moved into a manager position. So I had recently moved over to this new location, and you know, I'm still learning their way of doing things because everybody has their own system or way of doing stuff. So, you know, on any job, you have to get used to things, get acclimated to the environment, get acclimated to new people, and basically, you know, find your groove. And so it had been a few weeks since I had started at that location. Everything had been good so far. The people were okay. And I already pretty much knew what to do for the most part. So the other managers were just having me shadow them until I, you know, got their way of doing things down. Oh, and I was the night, or what they would call the closing manager. So from 5 p.m. to 2:30 a.m., I ran the restaurant. So one day, I get to work at 4:45 p.m., 15 minutes before my shift, 15 minutes prior to my 5 o'clock clock-in time, so that I could, you know, do my shift turnover, be given the rundown of how the day went, you know, things to do, things to look out for, you know, and also just be given general information about cash drops and, you know, just general running of the store. I had to open cash registers for the other oncoming employees, basically get things set up for my shift to run as smoothly as possible. However, on this particular day, in the midst of the walkthrough, we aren't that busy. And maybe, you know, there's a few cars in the drive-through, but no customers inside. So I was about to change it out for a new drawer for the cashier I was going to have work the front register for the evening until the inside of the restaurant closed at 10 p.m. And at this time of day, whether we're busy or not, it's hectic because it's a lot of people back there. Everybody's moving around, trying to maneuver around each other. And, you know, we're doing a shift change, trying to make food, trying to handle customers. And so everybody is kind of involved in the shift change and not really paying attention to the surroundings or to the exterior of the restaurant, the entry points, or nothing really. We're just involved in what's going on with the making sure the operation of the store runs, but we wasn't really paying attention like we should have been. And so, out of nowhere, a guy runs through the doors with a gun drawn. And he says, "You know what it is." And he pointed the gun at me and the other employee who was at the front counter with me. And he then jumps over the counter. And he is demanding us to open the cash drawer. And the girl who I was about to put on the register was so scared, she just stood there with her hands up in the air. And so I told him, "We can't take money out of the drawer unless an order is placed to, you know, like it's being cashed out and the drawer will then open. He cocked the gun. And so I put in an order as if I was about to cash it out so the cash drawer would open. And when it did, he grabbed the money. Because the only other way for me to open that cash drawer was with the keys that I was given. Because as a manager, you have keys and stuff. And I could have very well took that key and opened that cash drawer. But then what you think was going to happen? He was going to say, oh, okay, so what else these keys go to? Take me to the safe. Take me to the cash drop boxes or whatever else. I wasn't putting myself in that position. So, then after he got the money out of that drawer, he ran to the drive-through drawer. And then they did basically the same scenario happen over there. And then he starts yelling, I know this ain't it. All this effing money y'all making up in here. So me and the other girl are just standing there. And we scared as hell. And so was everybody else pretty much. And the other manager I was changing shifts with started trying to get him the money so he could leave basically. And I tell you, I was beyond scared. I've never been in a situation like that before in my life. I have never been robbed, and I was scared to death. So me and that girl I was at the front register with ran to the back of the restaurant. We ran past the man with the gun and everybody else to the back of the store. We crying and we scared, and we went into the walk-in freezer like, we got to get out of here. Like, we scared. And I'm telling her, I'm about to set the alarm off, and I'm about to open the back door and run out of here. Because they don't pay me enough for this. They ain't paid me nearly enough for half of the stuff that I went through working there. But while we were hiding, the gunman was trying to make them open the safe. Other manager kept insisting there was no more money. That large amounts of money wasn't kept in the store, but taken to the bank. And we, you know, well, I know that's not completely true because it is a safe. And up under the registers, there's these drop boxes under the registers. And like I said, the safe or whatever. And trust me, this restaurant makes some serious bank. You wouldn't think it, but trust me. For a fast food restaurant, they get money. And if you didn't make frequent drops to those lock boxes up under the registers, you will get in trouble. You will get spoken to because they ain't want your cash drawer being overfilled with money. And so eventually, I guess he was satisfied or whatever, and he jumped back over the counter and he ran out the store and he ran. And of course, somebody had already called the police because the people in the drive-thru seen what was going on. People who tried to walk inside the lobby seen what was going on, and when they seen it, they ran back up out of there. Because you had people running out when they saw what was happening. And I didn't come back out until I heard the other manager saying, it's okay, he gone. Is everybody okay? But no, I wasn't okay at all. I was scared and I was rethinking working there at all. This guy was bold enough to come in there, no mask on, no disguise, to rob the place in broad daylight without a care. Didn't care if people saw who he was or nothing. Brazenly bold. No care about getting caught. And so the police came after everything was said and done. And they did their thing. They got all the information they needed. And then they left. And we stayed open for business for the rest of the day. And I worked my shift. But I was scared as hell. And I didn't even want to stay for real. But I kept being reassured by the other management that he would be caught. And he most likely was not going to come back. But I was traumatized. And when I ran in the back, he could have very well shot me in my back. Thinking I was going to do anything. Did I was running to call the police or set alarm off, do anything. And I didn't think about that in the moment. In the heat of the moment, all I could think about is my life is in danger and I need to flee. And all the only thing that kicked in at that point was my fight or flight senses. And my fight or flight told me to run the hell away. And all I could do was try to run and hide. That was the best I could do at the moment. So I worked my shift. And when I got off, I had already made my mind up. I was not going back. The money I was making wasn't enough for me to stay. And I was already prior to going to work at that location warned about the fact that they get robbed frequently. So I wasn't there for it at all. I had a toddler son, and that job wasn't more important than me being around for my son, period. So I quit. But I guess to the brand I was working for, it looked suspicious. Or like I could have been involved. But I wasn't. And he got away with some chump change, basically. And trust me, if I was going to do something like that or be involved in something like that and risk my freedom and going to jail and all that type of stuff to rob an establishment or anybody or anything, no, it couldn't have been for no couple of $1,000. And that ain't my character anyway. Nisha is a hard worker, and I worked for mine, always have, and always will. Grind or go without, work or starve. I get my own the honest way. So I was even offended about him even thinking even anything of that nature about me. That was so scary. And I was grateful that I wasn't hurt or anyone else. I have had some really crazy things happen to me in my life and in my workplaces. And this is one of the many things. And I don't know if they ever caught that guy. And I just know I didn't feel safe continuing to work there. And that was my prerogative, because if I'm not comfortable working somewhere, how am I going to be able to do my job adequately? When I'm scared that I got to keep looking out if somebody going to come in here and try to shoot me for a little bit of money. All right, story seekers, that is all for this episode. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary. And on my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary. And I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.